Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
We talked Monday how it's easy when you are a new leader, or even if you've been doing this a while, you start to question when you sign these new people and they seemingly don't do anything, or don't do anything as quickly as you did when you got started. You start to question, is it something I'm doing wrong? And so we worked through that on Monday, but what I wanted to talk to you about today is in the middle of that struggle, you know, now that we understand it's not you, it's just the business, we need to make sure that we keep our mindset right about this, because in the middle of that journey, especially as a new leader, when you are emerging and you have, you know, just started this business, it's very easy to start being accidentally negative about your team because they don't get it. Because you haven't found those aces, because you haven't found your runners, it's very easy to get cynical, to have a negative attitude towards your team. Some of the thoughts that'll cross your mind could be, why am I the only one that has to do anything? Why doesn't anybody work? Why doesn't anyone do anything? I wish somebody else would do something so I didn't have, I don't have to enroll everyone. I'm not coming down on you if this has happened. I'm speaking from experience from all leaders, especially when you're new, because none of it makes sense and you don't understand. And although this isn't hard work in the sense of physical labor or serving our country overseas, this can be hard emotional work and hard self-development because we've never done anything like this. So it's very common to have these feelings and these thoughts pop up, okay? But if we allow them to continue, so the first time it happens, if it's already happened to you, if we allow it to continue, a couple of things will happen. Number one, you're going to get very jaded as a leader. And this business isn't going to be fun. You're going to forget why you're doing this. You're going to forget everything we talked about how you're trying to find your aces. So you just have to keep flipping cards, and it's just not going to be fun. You're not going to enjoy this business with that attitude towards your team, towards these new distributors. And ultimately what's going to happen is you're not going to be successful, because if we have an attitude like that towards our new distributors, towards our team, and if we're speaking these things, heaven forbid we are speaking these things out loud, your business isn't going to continue to be successful. So that's the other thing, is if you are speaking these things out loud to anyone, you are teaching other people that this is okay, that it's okay to complain about people in this business. It's okay to complain about your business and your team and people in general. And it's not okay. So hear me when I say that. If you're a new leader in this business, it is not okay to speak negatively or complain about other people in this business, because we already know that 2 out of 10 people are the only ones that are going to do anything. 8 out of 10 people are going to get into this and realize that this, at least right now, is not for them. And that's okay. Just because this business is not for everybody doesn't mean that they are, bad people. It doesn't mean they're lazy. It doesn't mean anything. It just means this business isn't for them. 2 out of 10 people. You are the 2%. So if you're listening to this right now because you have people joining your team, your business is growing, you are the 2% out of 100. Okay, you are the 20% out of 100, the 2 out of 10 that get this business. The majority of people are not going to get it. So if we have a negative attitude towards all those people, do you see where I'm going with this? So instead of having a bad attitude towards your team, instead of having that mindset of why am I the only one having to do anything, how about we just accept that? Accept the fact that because you are the 2 out of 10, that is why if you continue going in this business, you're going to make the big paycheck. That is why network marketing pays so well, is because very few people are willing to see the vision, do the self-development, and that's why the reward is so big. So let's make sure that when we are thinking about our team, and when rolling new distributors, it's starting to grow, leaders are emerging, and you are just seeing that people just aren't working as hard as you, and you haven't found those runners yet, you haven't found those four aces, that everyone else, we still love them right where they're at. And instead of just being negative about everybody, just start speaking life. Pray over them. Pray over their family. Pray and make sure that, you know, if this really is something that they need for their family, pray that their eyes would be opened. But we've got to stay positive about our team and always speak life so that this continues to be fun. This continues to be a way that God works through us, and that we teach our team that we are nothing but positive about everyone and everything in this business. So I hope that helps today as you're a new leader, or if this is something you haven't heard in a while, you know, if you've been in a while and you're, you know, it's first quarter and you're starting to run again, but people just aren't running with you, just remember, you got to keep that mindset in check. We need to expect that most people will not be running with you. And when we have that expectation, then we aren't let down and we can just continue flipping cards and looking for our four aces.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.